What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Coach E, Coach Eunice Jones with Life Happens. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. I know it's been a couple of months. It's been crazy. The pandemic hit, life hit. I've had so many different engagements and endeavors to pursue. So I kind of had to put this on the burner, but my fans, you guys have been so supportive and asking me what's going on, making sure that I'm okay, making sure I don't need anything. I send you so much love, light, grace, and peace. If you have not tapped in to me and started following me on social media, what is the deal? Y'all are late. Go ahead and click on propelpurpose.org. That's my website that has all my social handles. It also has the cups and the mugs. My books are on there. My blogs are on there. Y'all tap on in with me. Follow me. I follow back. So today is December 19th, 2020. We have made it with less than 2 weeks left in the year. I'm excited. I know the pandemic has been crazy for some, tragic for some. I know that so many people that I love and care about have taken losses. They've taken some L's. They have had family members who mean the world to them transition over into the next lifetime. And I hold space for you guys. I've grieved and cried for more people connected to me than I have for myself. It's been challenging, but for me, 2020 has been an amazing year. I know towards the end of the year, I'll get on here and I'll talk about some specific reflections. But today I want to talk about the flow and frequency of love. You guys know I shy away from talking too much about relationships. You guys know I've had my fair share of heartbreaks and the tragedy of things that have happened to me, choosing wrong, loving the wrong people, which I can't say loving the wrong people, but making not so good choices when it comes to relationship. What I do want you to understand in those moments, though, and this is something that I've learned, is most often those relationships are presented in your life to give you, to show you versions of you that need growth, that need watering, that need special attention to, that need healing. And so all is not lost. I don't have a lot of regrets anymore in relationship because I've healed that version of me. I've healed the fear of abandonment, fear of being alone. I've been content and I've found so much greatness and power in my solitude. But let me just be completely honest. I've gained friendships that will last me a lifetime. Even if they don't carry me over into another lifetime, the things that I've learned this last 6 months of the year will be, it has been life-changing. And that's why I said I want to talk about the flow and frequency of love. Friendship, I think, is the greatest love that you can ever experience. And I could not have quite understood that unless I've experienced it. I have a best friend. My best friend, Angie's been my friend since we were 12. I have a sister friend. Sharika and I have been friends since we were 11. And friendship is an incredible thing for me. Love is an incredible thing for me. I mean, who doesn't want to be loved? Who doesn't want to be friended? And all those things. And so during these last 6 months, I've had to learn and relearn and unlearn some things when it comes to the frequency of love. When you really wholeheartedly let yourself go and you learn the power of loving yourself, then that same type of love and frequency you flow in, it is expressed in every other relationship that you have, every single one, every single one. And if it isn't, then you really want to evaluate if that friendship is really valid or that relationship. Oftentimes we hold on to things because it's been X amount of years. And we hold on to people because we may have had a handful of experiences with them and it just kind of happened that way. But if you really, really value relationship and friendship, it should always be tapped into a frequency of love that flows. Something that I learned this season was that accepting someone else's version of love without judgment, that's a great lesson. And honoring the capacity they flow in. So many times, we get upset because in our minds, we have already painted a picture for how we want someone to love us. And our false expectation on how we think they should love us and flow in the frequency of love. And really, you have to accept the version of love that they give you without judgment, without prejudice. It's a very hard thing to do. But again, until you've tapped into the wealth of love within you, and you're able to express that to your outer world and flow in that capacity at all times, you're going to always judge someone and how their version of loving you is. But you have to learn to honor the frequency that they flow in. Maybe they haven't tapped into an abundance of love. Maybe they don't know how to express love to you or affection to you because of whatever has happened to them in their life, because of their experiences. You can't hold them in contempt. You have to be able to love them freely and accept their version of love for you, even if it's just a portion. You have to be able to do that. People judge and condemn others for not being on their level or in the same healing space, when in fact the purpose of the encounter may be that they're mirroring the images of you that need to grow, that need to extend compassion, that need to extend grace, that need to extend love. It's so hard sometimes, and I notice, I sit back and I watch relationships, and I've done it myself. I'm evolving, I'm healing, and you're not on this version and this level, so I have to disconnect from you. And you're toxic because you don't love how I love, or you aren't experiencing healing on a capacity that I'm experiencing healing for. Are people really toxic? Or are they showing you pieces and parts of you that need to be healed and exposed? 2020 gave people the right to use the word toxic and toxicity so openly and loosely that they don't really realize what they're saying. A toxic chemical, or being toxic, something that's toxic, will kill you. That means that if toxicity gets in your bloodstream, you develop what's called sepsis. And if it's not treated with the right medication, antibiotics, IV antibiotics, then you could die. And you're literally saying, you're walking around here saying that people are toxic to you, meaning that they are out to kill you. They're out to seek after your life. Watch your mouth. Be very cautious. And when you call somebody toxic, or even saying that you're toxic, that's a very dangerous word. And I don't think that people understand what's weighted in that. So just some food for thought, something to think about. So a lot of times we encounter people and they mirror parts of us, fragmented pieces with us, and they're just reflection of the pieces that you need more love in. So if you're frustrated with someone, if you feel like they could be giving you more, showing you more, being more in your life, check yourself first. Check your motive, because that may in fact be a part of you that needs to put more compassion in and grace in and pour that oil of love in and tap into a higher frequency. Again, some food for thought. I realize that love languages leave you with limits. I used to think that was a great thing. I read the book. I did the quiz. This is my love language. Words of affirmation, gift giving, physical touch, quality time, all these things. And then I begin to experience love for myself and me falling in love with someone. I mean, just kind of happened, I guess. And I realized that if I put the limits on what a love language was and is, according to that book, then I think I would have missed out on opportunities to understand what love is for certain people. And I remember being so caught up on love languages that I really put myself in a box. I really did. And I realized that. And I remember trying to not show compassion for someone very special to me this year. And you know what God told me? God said, close your eyes. Just close your eyes. that person has told you how they feel about you without even saying a word, but you can't hear them because you're so caught up. You're so caught up on what a love language, trying to identify and categorize what a love language is, instead of understanding and hearing and feeling that person's affection towards you, how their spirit feels. You can feel the vibrations of their heart. That person can be extremely clear on how they feel about you. So God told me, stop trying to see them based off of an image and a version you captured in your head of how your expectation of love should have been. You know, we could say I love you without even saying the words I love you. You can hear it in a way a person treats you. You can hear it in the way, the consideration. You can hear it in how they take care of you. You can hear it in how they respond to you when something's going on. You can hear it even in their silence when they don't say anything and they're just there. You can hear it in a hug. You can feel it in a hug. You can feel it with a touch of a hand. You can feel it when they breathe and you can hear their heartbeat laying on their chest. An expression of love. So many times we shy away from the word love, or we have this expectation that we got to hear it to know it. When in fact, if you feel it, real love doesn't have to be talked about. Real love is expressed in action. Real love, authentic love, is a frequency. It's a flow. It's an abundance, and it's an owning. You know it. You feel it. You taste it. You smell it. You sense it. You see it. You love with every sense in your body, all five senses. You love in a capacity when you first learn to love yourself. And I know that it's hard. I know that you've been through things. I know that you're going through things. I know that there's still things that you have to encounter even in the last 2 weeks of this year. But I challenge you, when it comes to loving yourself, when it comes to loving someone else, when it comes to being to receiving love from others, close your eyes. Think about how you feel when that person is around. Think about the moments. Think about the thoughts that rush through your head when they're not away. They're away from you and you want them close. That's the frequency of love. And the goal is to stay tapped into that frequency on good days and bad days. Now, there are some times that you may have to remind yourself that you're worthy of love and that you accept it. But above all, if you don't do anything else, embrace the experience. The experience I've had with friendship and love, if it ends today, I have enough memories to take me into another eternity. I'm so grateful for right now. I'm so grateful to be flowing in a frequency of love. Love is all around me. And it's not even been said, and I love you. That's the funny thing. And so I hope that this podcast will give you a pause. It will tell you and teach you and give you some wisdom keys and tools to take a moment, tap into your wealth of love for yourself and that love that you have for others. Give yourself that compassion and then flow there. Stay there. We get caught up on titles and expectations. And where are we going? And what do you, does this mean to you? And what are we? What do you see us? Sometimes we just have to embrace the moments and embrace the experience. And I can honestly say today, December 19th, 2020, the experience that I've had this year will take me into a lifetime, and I'm good with it. I'd be grateful to God if I could carry this into a new year and a new lifetime and into every day for the rest of my life. But it doesn't work that way. And if it doesn't, again, I'm so grateful for right now. I flow in a frequency of love, and those that are loving on me, sometimes quite often without even telling me, I love you back. I embrace you back. I appreciate you back. I applaud you back. I see you. I recognize you. I feel you. I can sense you. I hear you. And you are absolutely flowing back in that frequency. So let's just stay here. And let's just stay here. Embracing the moments that count. Continue to flow in the frequency of love. This is your girl, Coach E. Y'all tap in. Share this message. respond back to me. Let me know how you feel about it. But stay in the frequency of love, because there is so much power in love. So much power in love. Love heals everything. Love mends every broken heart. Love teaches you. Love grows you. Love is a beautiful thing. It's power in that. This is your girl, Coach E. Love, light, grace, and peace. I'll holla.